Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. It's about 22 minutes past the hour, and this is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guest is Allison Talley. She is the secretary and treasurer of the Learning Disabilities Association of Alaska. And we're going to be talking about a presentation on Wednesday night of this week about Landmark College. It's a university for people who learn differently. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So before we get to Wednesday night's presentation, why don't we start with the Learning Disabilities Association of Alaska? How'd it come to be?
My son Matthew has a number of learning disabilities. He struggled a lot in public school here in Juneau, and in fact, a couple of Juneau teachers told Matt, oh, don't bother to go to college. You'll never make it. But he was a very determined young man, and he applied to be admitted into Landmark College, and 3 years later, he graduated. And as he likes to say, in your face to those teachers who told him he couldn't make it, because he did make it. He did a very good job there and is feeling very successful about that.
And he's a working professional, 20-something now here in Juneau. Is that right?
Yep. He works for as a job coach for Reach. He goes with clients who have different kinds of disabilities all over town to different job sites, and he works alongside his clients and helps them to stay focused and, you know, on track, and helps them whatever way they need help. So he's got his own disabilities, and he's committed to the idea of helping people with disabilities, which is in large part why he decided that he would like to have a branch of the Learning Disabilities Association of America centered right here in Alaska. So a couple of years ago, he and I started the state affiliate, the Alaska state affiliate of the national organization, the Learning Disabilities Association of America. And our goal is to try to provide a place where people with learning disabilities or people who support people with learning disabilities can get together and support each other, share resources with one another, advocate in whatever way is necessary with the school district and with the legislature to make sure that people with learning disabilities can participate fully in their own education and in their own lives.
Okay. So this Wednesday, the association, you and Matt, among others, will be presenting on Landmark College. It's in Putney, Vermont. Is that right?
That's right. And to my knowledge, Landmark College in Vermont and Beacon College in Florida are the only two colleges in the country that accept as students only people with diagnosed learning disabilities. So Landmark College, and although I don't know much about Beacon College, I assume Beacon College also have academic programs and various kinds of support programs. But one of the biggest services I think that they provide is a sense of community for people who have struggled to get to college and then to suddenly be in company with other people who have faced the same struggles is a very powerful and, you know, empowering experience.
I saw in their description today, people who, quote, get it, mm-hmm. end quote. When Matt was at Landmark, can you remember a phone call or a letter or an email you got, things that he shared with you about success there or how he felt?
Well, they get it was also his expression, his exact expression. I went to drop Matthew off at college, and, you know, any parent of a child leaving home for the first time is nervous and anxious. But if you're the parent of a child with a learning disability, I think your anxiety maybe is ratcheted up a little bit higher. And so I wasn't at all sure how comfortable Matt would be. And at first, he really wanted me to be everywhere with him. And after the three-day orientation had finished, he was, bye, Mom. I'm good. All is well. And he just, I mean, he was homesick, but he really thrived there. He really thrived. And he, 3 years after his graduation, still has contact with the friends he made there. And so it was a wonderful experience for him. And he now has a college degree.
Okay. So Wednesday's presentation on Landmark College is at McPheeters Hall at 5:30 this Wednesday. What should we expect? What's Matt planning?
Matt will give a short presentation, and we will have snacks there. But mainly what we would like is to – we will have a lot of promotional material from Landmark College available, and also promotional material for the Learning Disabilities Association of Alaska. And mostly what we would like to do is just open up the conversation for people who have questions. I know that there's at least two other people who've attended Landmark College or Landmark College programs living in Juneau, and I'm sure that at least one of those people will be there. And so we just want people who come to have a place where they can ask questions, open a conversation, share experiences.
I sense that you and Matt faced some challenges, going through school here in Juneau. What would be your advice to parents out there if they have kids with learning abilities and disabilities?
Well, it's the reason Matt and I started the LDA of AK is that we want people who are in that position to have a community that they can turn to. And so we're hoping that that's what we can begin to provide so that parents who are facing this, especially facing it for the first time, you know, I mean, we learned Matthew had disabilities when he was in the third grade. And by the time he got to high school, we kind of knew what to expect with the IEP meetings and, you know, all that stuff. But people who are going through that process for the first time, it can be very overwhelming, very intimidating. And so we would like to have a community of people who can support each other through that process.
Beyond coming this Wednesday night to this presentation, how can folks find you here in the community?
The LDA of AK has a website. The National LDA of America has a website, and there's a link to our website there. Matthew is always ready to talk to people on the phone. May I give his phone number?
Sure.
723-1872. And I'm also always available. And my phone number is 321-3274.
All right. Again, those numbers are 723-1872 for Matt Talley, president of LDA of Alaska, and 321-3274 for Allison Talley, the secretary and treasurer of the Learning Disabilities Association of Alaska. You can meet them this Wednesday at McPheeters Hall, 5:30 p.m. To learn about Landmark College as well. Allison, how are we doing? Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I just am so pleased to be able to be part of this. When Matthew and I went to the LDA of America conference for the very first time, we've been to four of them now, but when we went the very first time, Matthew is just tears in his eyes, overwhelmed. And I said to him, Matt, what's wrong? And he said, all these people are here, you know, involved in my issue. It was so overwhelming for him and therefore for me. And I know that there's lots of people in Juneau, you know, who are facing these same kind of challenges. And we just would really like to get in touch with them.
All right. Again, that's Allison Talley, secretary and treasurer of the Learning Disabilities Association of Alaska. Meet them this Wednesday night, 5:30 at McPheeters Hall there in downtown Juneau to learn about Landmark College. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical.